Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Next Friday, on February 24th, I'll talk about what's good timing got to do with it. I'll give you some tips for making your activities and actions more successful. And before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that I'm providing a special type of consultation now through the middle of April. This is a Mars retrograde consultation. Every 2 years, we're asked to reconsider the direction we want to take for the next 2 years. So it's time to do personal and business strategic planning. This consultation focuses on the direction and issues that are being highlighted for you during this 12-week period, so you can consider them fully. It's best to schedule this consult earlier in the period so you have more time to consider the information and research options. Call our toll-free number to schedule, 877-524-8300. Yes, just spend a half an hour and make sure you're headed in the right direction for the next 2 years. That number again is 877-524-8300. Or for more information, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Now, I also want to remind you that our 8-week Eight Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business program begins on April 23rd. This program teaches you the real bottom line for a successful business or career, which is energy. Money is just a form of energy, and when you learn how to focus your energy in prosperous ways, you'll be abundant in any economy. You can register now through March 6th and receive an early bird discount. This program is taught by telephone, so you can take it from any location. It comes with a weekly study guides and replays of the classes. So to learn more and to take advantage of that discount, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the link for 8 Keys under upcoming classes. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we have 2 cycles related to leadership and responsibilities peaking this weekend. One of these 2 cycles, which is Sun trine Saturn, is excellent for getting support for major projects and new responsibilities from people in charge. The other cycle, which is Sun conjunct Neptune, can be terrific for envisioning new solutions. The new cycles together can bring inspirational and responsible leaders to the forefront. This set of cycles is great for having a vision and putting a foundation under it. Now, how could it get better than that, hey? Sun trine Saturn peaks tomorrow on February 18th, and the other cycle, Sun conjunct Neptune, peaks on Sunday, February 19th. And they both stay in range through February 25th, so take advantage of them. Watch for these inspirational and pragmatic leaders during this time. Maybe you will be one of them. Now, in addition, we have another cycle occurring now, which is a good opportunity for communicating with either the masses or with people in power. And this cycle, this cycle is Mercury sextile Pluto. And it will peak tomorrow on February 18th. It stays in range through Sunday, February 19th. This cycle can also provide penetrating insights into the motives of others or their hidden agendas. Now, next, how are you doing during this Mars retrograde? We just finished week 4 of this 12-week cycle, which will end on April 13th. So are there some potential major changes you're contemplating? Have you started investigating or researching the options for the different directions you could take during the next 2 years? If so, keep at it. You're right on track. The question to ask yourself is this: how can I do more of what I love to do and less of those tasks that I don't like to do? It's Typically, at this point, when you find yourself considering major changes, which need a lot of contemplation before you make your decision. Now, in addition, you may have encountered some challenging situations that made you angry or frustrated. These types of situations are also likely with this cycle. These issues come up to be healed now, not just to aggravate us. So take advantage of them. Doing so will make it a lot easier to move forward on the right track when this cycle is over. We're in Mars retrograde for 8 more weeks until April 13th. This is no time to be starting new projects, introducing new products, services, or launching websites, starting new companies, etc. So just be patient until it's over. In the meantime, work on your strategic plan for the next 2 years and get ready for March 7th when you can promote existing products and services. Now next, beginning Monday, February 20th, we come in range of a cycle that's associated with road rage, expressing anger, and challenging situations with cars overheating or breaking down. If your car is making funny noises, get it checked right away. This cycle is Mercury opposite Mars. It peaks on February 23rd. Right before that, though, on February 22nd, this cycle gets intensified as the moon comes into the picture. In real life, this is like a woman coming onto the scene and making the situation more intense. So get some extra exercise next week to help prevent these issues. The cycle stays in range through February 25th. Now, next, what's getting started at the new moon on February 21st? There's some inspirational leaders and citizens meeting to ignite a new vision. This is shown by the cycles of Sun conjunct Moon and Neptune. And this may also be accompanied by anger, frustration, or resentments being expressed with that Mercury opposite Mars cycle. Now, the leaders and the public appear to have some inspiring possibilities that need to be fleshed out. These ideas are likely to be healing and also to bring growth or abundance if they're pursued and implemented well. And it looks like these leaders will gain plenty of support and growth from those in charge and those who have power. This is related to the cycles of Sun sextile Jupiter on February 25th, followed by Sun sextile Pluto on February 28th. Now, the challenge at the time of this new moon is that there is still a lot of entrenched thinking that's caught up in old patterns that resist new methods or solutions. This is related to the cycle of Mercury sesquiquadrate Saturn. Now, if you find yourself continuing to have those type of thought patterns, notice them and then consciously choose to change them to something more positive. We can do anything if we allow our thoughts to take us there. This cycle is in range from February 20th to the 22nd, and it peaks on February 21st, the day of the new moon. However, since it's peaking at the new moon, those energies are likely to stay until we get to the first quarter moon on February 29th. Now, the stock markets at the new moon have some unexpected surprises, but also some great support for growth. So it still looks like banks and or investment firms are doing better, but keep in mind that we'll see financial institutions challenged later this year. Now, next, this is a reminder of a cycle we've been in for quite a while, which is Jupiter trine Pluto. This cycle is associated with very large projects or programs that can bring in a lot of money. And since Jupiter is in the sign of Taurus at this time, there is strong potential for banks and investment firms to do particularly well with this cycle. Now, this cycle will peak for the last of three times on March 13th. It's also very strong in the seven financial and growth cycles that occur on March 7th. In fact, I strongly encourage you to do something very important on March 7th that can make you a lot of money. It's especially valuable for taking steps to promote existing products and services. Now, next, I have another reminder that we're still in Uranus square Pluto throughout the entire year until March of 2019. Yes, we're going to get used to this. These are revolutionary energies. So ask yourself, how can you revolutionize your own life or work or business? Keep in mind that these energies can also indicate major earth changes. Now is the time to ensure you have whatever you need for any type of a disaster or major power outage, which can occur with large solar flares from the sun taking out regional or power grids. Let's all be prepared. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide, and this week your tip is this. Notice that we have a falling out for a final result today and tomorrow, February 17th and 18th. These are not good days to do important activities since something isn't coming together, and it could be your project if you're starting something these days. These days are better for cleaning up, doing research, reviewing ideas, etc. After tomorrow, we get back to good final results on Sunday through Wednesday of next week. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the page. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now I'm taking one or two calls, but I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. And also, remember, I'm offering Mars retrograde consultations now through mid-April. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's jump off to the phone lines, and we have Renee calling in from Bellevue. And Renee actually called in a couple weeks ago about a particular date she had asked you previously, but now it's changed, so she wanted to get an update from you to see if things have kind of, you know, obviously changed. So let's bring her on.
Okay.
Renee, you're calling in from Bellevue. Thanks again.
Hi,
and
Madeline.
Yep, what's exactly going on?
Thanks for taking my call, Madeline. Thanks. I just wanted a question regarding the big appointment. I have a big appointment on the 5th of this week. And
the
I wonder
fifth
if
of...
to the 7th, this month, March, 5th of March.
Next month. March, yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes, there's good final results. If you have a good timing guide, the 5th has a good final result. It also has
Okay. I meant I have one scheduled for Monday, and that is the 5th, right? Yes.
Monday is February 20th.
Yeah, you're a week ahead there. It's actually
2 weeks ahead.
Yeah,
Next Monday is February 20th.
27th, yeah.
We're on February 17th right now.
I'm wondering if I should change the 5th appointment I have to the 7th because it's a big one.
If you can, that's a fantastic day. I would definitely do that. If you can. Yeah, March 7th.
And the 5th is okay to keep for a start?
I don't know your circumstances of what your appointment is for.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a business appointment.
And what's the purpose of the business appointment?
To establish a account with this company.
Like an investment account?
Yes.
Then I would wait till the 7th.
Okay.
I would not do
thank
it on the 5th.
You.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You're
thank
welcome,
you so
and thanks
much
for calling in.
All right, and it's that easy. Madeline,
yeah, it was easy.
Weren't we talking about how, like, the 7th of March was supposed to be a pretty good day for money?
Oh, fantastic day for money.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, so it'd be a great time to start an investment account.
If she had tuned in to the last show, she would have understood and heard that we were specific about that particular day. We're just reiterating. Okay.
That's right. No, that was a fantastic day for making money.
I think so. So move it from the 5th to the 7th. All right. Let's take now Samantha. She's calling in from Seattle. She is looking into quitting one of her jobs. Must be nice when people don't even have a job. So maybe someone else can grab it. But let's ask Samantha. Welcome to the show, Samantha. What's up?
Thank you. Well, I have a career that I've had since I was young, which is baking.
Baking?
I'm a baker. Yeah.
Okay.
I make baked goods, cinnamon rolls and things like that. And but I'm also an energy healer, and I've always been an energy healer, and I have a business doing that. And
I would say that's where you really want to head, just looking at your career.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
But I just don't. It's kind of like when would be the best time in this year to get rid of the baking?
To get rid of the baking? Well,
Or is it soon, or should I wait till near the end of the year?
Let me give you a couple of tips. Have you already started your company for healing with the state?
I have. I see clients and everything. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're already set up that way. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would possibly, if you're ready to give up your job, I would possibly wait till the end of Mars retrograde.
Okay.
Wait until maybe April 21st or later, that is the new moon. And so that would be a time to be starting your business.
Okay.
I mean, if you're going to have to give them notice, you might give them notice around the 13th, you see, so that you have a week or two of notice. And then and then start your business like around April 22nd or, you know, full time, or 23rd, whatever that day is after the new moon. And if you have a good timing guide, just look and see. There's green final result codes that week. And May 1st is actually a sort of a primo day. So if you had to, you could wait until May 1st to start your company. If you want to wait until the new moon, after the new moon in April, to give your notice, you see.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
And really what I'm going to tell you is that what's really important here is that you're going to go through this period with the Mars retrograde, and you're going to become conscious of what it takes to make that leap as you're going through. I mean, this is your time to be researching. You know, how much income do I need to have on hand to get by, et cetera, without a regular job, you see.
And so I started making a list already.
Yes. So this is the time period to make that list and to talk to other people who've made that jump and to figure out for yourself what you're going to need to have on hand in order to make that leap. And then by the end of Mars retrograde, which ends on April 13th, you should have completed that research and have a pretty good game plan together. And so even though you could possibly give notice at the end of April, you may decide that's not appropriate for you.
Okay.
You see, after doing your research.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, because you have, you know, right now you're going through a fairly dramatic transformation of your career and your identity and who you are and so forth. So there's actually quite a lot of, looks like it's fairly explosive for you to stay where you are. You know, so there's probably quite a lot of energy for you to make the move. But just be sure as you're going through this period that you're getting a good game plan together that works for you.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in, Samantha. So, Benny, do we have any other callers?
Oh, we're all clear. I think we don't have time anyways for another call, so let's just wrap it on up.
I'm going to give a couple of prosperity tips because we have a little extra time today.
Perfect.
Okay, so each week I give a prosperity tip, and your first tip is this. Are you getting enough sleep? During Mars retrograde, it's common to need more rest. And if you feel tired, this is no time to push the river or yourself. Our prosperity is directly connected to our physical energy and health. And the better we feel, the higher our prosperity is. So if you're tired or dragging, the universe will pay you to take a day off or get extra sleep. And that's because after you get enough rest, your energy will be higher and you'll attract more money to you more easily. So monitor your energy daily, especially between now and April 13th. And when you get enough sleep to maintain your health and physical energy, your prosperity will grow. And my next tip of the day is this. The abundant universe is always available to us. We always have a choice to feel supported by the universe instead of feeling like we have to do everything by ourselves. One way to take advantage of this is to imagine having a universal manager. This manager is always available to you no matter what you need or when you need it. You can write this manager a memo or just make two lists of tasks, one for you, one for your universal manager, and ask your universal manager to handle the hard jobs. You can keep the easy and fun ones. You'll be amazed at what happens when you do this. The universe has some amazing tricks up its sleeve for when you ask for assistance. Now, join me again next Friday, February 24th, when I'll talk about what's good timing got to do with it. And what's that is about is, what's good timing got to do with success, especially your success? And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2012 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And you can also sign up for your free What's Up in the Heavens newsletters, too. Or you can call me toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And remember, this time period I'm giving Mars retrograde consultations so you can discern what direction you should be heading in for the next 2 years. That's a half-an-hour appointment. It's well worth your time. That number again to call is 877-524-8300. And now, stay tuned for Dr. Pat. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to citysolveurbanrace.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Would you like to be uplifted and inspired on a daily basis and give your heart a voice to express itself? 2012 is set to be a year of exciting possibilities. Wouldn't it be great if you could create a morning ritual that allows you to stop for a moment and simply take a deep breath and observe the beauty of your surroundings? Start each day with an intention and pick one of our 365 messages of gratitude and let it connect you to your heart. And then watch with amazement how relevant the message is for the day. For a night ritual, write your experiences on our gratitude journal and watch the life of your dreams unfold right before your eyes. Offer yourself these gifts of gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.